Hello and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants alone and do not reflect the opinions of anyone officially associated with Voice of Vashon. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we're going to talk about a brand new play that's having its first read before a Vashon Repertory Theater audience January 14th. And with us to pique our interest in that play is its author, KUOW journalist, talk show host, and closet stand-up comic, Bill Radke. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you, Susan. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you. Now, I have to say, it is such a pleasure to have your warm and familiar voice on our VOV airwaves. I'm a huge KUOW NPR fan. And as the host of KUOW's Reek Interview Show, Week, not Reek, I know I am part of a flotilla of your fans here on Vashon. You've had such a great career with public radio. What possessed you to write a play?
Oh, well, it has to do with public radio because while we've all been marinating in the bitterness that's in the news and, you know, and in social media and in politics, the antagonism, and because I'm in radio news, I'm living it too. I'm living it with you. And I was on an airplane early last year, and flying home to Seattle, and my family was watching a movie, and I didn't feel like watching a movie. And so I was just sitting thinking about this, all of this partisanship, and I just started imagining what would someone do in my situation? What would a fictional person do? We live in stories. And I just took my phone out. And I've never written a play in my life, Susan. I just started just tapping away on my phone. I don't know why. And I guess it's something I'd wanted to get out. And so this story of how, you know, it's changed in my lifetime. It's hard. It's hard to be with each other these days. And so I just wanted to relate that to people and kind of see what happened in the play, see what happens. Yeah.
You know, I've often wondered, listening to reporters on the radio, particularly NPR reporters, and how in-depth they cover all of the horror and the division that's happening, and how you survive that emotionally. How do you survive that emotionally?
Well, you know, I'm no war correspondent, so I don't want to, what do they call it? Stolen valor. You know, I don't want to claim that I've been through what a lot of people have been through, but yet, you know, we've all been through this, and I go through it day after day and week after week, you know, covering this week in review, what happened this week. And a lot of it is about mistrust and conspiracy theories and misinformation and on social media, which I really am not much on now. Everybody knows about the argumentativeness and dismissiveness. So I guess it does affect me, but I've always felt like we live in our stories, and there's something that's permanent about that in humans. You know, we really need to have status, or we need to, you know, we gotta attract a mate in our, you know, and all those things. We need to seem to feel right and to seem like we're right. And so that's sort of the human condition, but it affects me in this way that on the one hand, I am very, I love people. And on the other hand, we seem to not love each other. So,
so true.
You gotta deal with that.
Yeah. The title of your play is Live from Liberty. And I'm wondering, with all that in mind, is there a point you're trying to make with these characters?
Well, so these characters, you know, the main character, write what you know. I'm a rookie playwright, so I wrote about someone who does what I do. A fictional person. This is not me. My marriage is fine. But it's a fictional radio host with a fictional show, and there are, you know, guests on the show and producers and politicians that they interview, and they I'm not trying to make to grind a political point. I mean, I could do that. It's not really, it's not in my nature as a lifelong journalist. I try to not make it about my personal opinion. But I'm making it about what happened to us when we stop listening to each other. I guess that's what I hope listeners, viewers, the audience, and I can think about together.
That's fascinating, because as I was looking, reading the play, looking at all these different characters, from Jack, the radio host and the lead in the play, to his producer, Wendy, a conservative journalist, his curmudgeonly father, Grandpa, his idealistic daughter, on and on. It seems like each one of them represents a segment of our society. Was that your intent?
Yeah, it started with, I wasn't thinking, well, who's in our society and how do I represent them? But the character has a family life, a personal life. So, mm-hmm. you know, we all have personal lives. And because he's interviewing people out in the world and politicians, and he's got this guest who he debates with and argues with, I feel like that's a relatable thing. And now, not all of us know Bill Gates personally, who does pop into the play. So that's not relatable. But
which is great.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It's slice of life.
Okay, so why did you choose Vashon as your first audience?
Well, first of all, I have Vashon connections. My parents lived on Gold Beach on Maury Island for decades, and my sister lives in Burton, has for a long time. So I've spent, you know, I lived on Vashon as a teenager. I would spend summers there, and But it came up with this play because the director is Ian Bell, who's mm-hmm. wonderful. And I know him because I did a comedy show on KOW and NPR. It was heard all across the country, called Rewind, years ago.
I remember that.
Okay. Well, so Ian was in this sketch comedy group called Bald-Faced Lie, and we would do sketches with them. And so that's why I'm involved with Ian, and also the guy who plays Bill Gates was also in this sketch comedy group. And it was Ian's suggestion. Ian does some work on Vashon, and he was saying, you know, Vashon Island is this such a creative community. They have wonderful, you know, producers and actors and artists of all kinds, and they're tight, and they're opinionated in a good way, and right, you know, like they'll come together, and we can workshop this thing with them, and my Vashon connections, I said, oh yeah, I mean, I'm in.
So you're going to do a talk back after the play. What do you want from people?
This play has never been heard in public, so I don't, and I've never written a play, Susan. So I got to hear the words out loud. I got to hear how the scenes work together. How does it keep you involved? You know, does it work? And so from the audience, I'd like to know, who did they care about? If anybody, what did they get lost in the story? Did they get bored in the story? Do they want to hear more? Cause I'm working on another play. And this play may or may not kind of involve these characters in a living, ongoing, because here they're living in the real world, right? They're living with the news. The news changes. I'm in the news business, so I could imagine this living on. But I don't know if listeners, if the audience who comes on the 14th, if they're just not that interested, okay, that was a tidy little story and we're done, then that's good to know too.
That's pretty brave. You know, if you get three Vashonians in a room, you've got five different opinions. It's legend.
Well, yeah, I don't know. If I get too many, every step of this is new to me. I'm a new playwright. So I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with whatever opinions I get. But this is, you know, let's do it. Let's find out.
Well, and we are about out of time for this conversation. I want everyone to take a note that Bill Radke's play, Live from Liberty, is going to be read on the stage at the Vashon High School Theater January 14th at 5 p.m. It's pay what you will at the door, which means you can walk in free if you want to, because Bill wants to know what you think. Yeah. So, last question, Bill Radke. What do you want people to walk away from with this play? walk away with?
Walk away with? Well, the message in the play, I suppose, if there's a message, has to do with listening to each other. What happens when we don't listen to each other? But the reason that I'm writing a play, you know, because I do a lot of radio where I just talk into a microphone all by myself.
Yeah.
And that's my job. I do fine with it. And I've done, I've done newspaper columns and things like that. But this is different. This is writing something that is designed for us to come together and watch and listen to and for people to laugh out loud. I don't know if I've said it's a comedy, but you know that it's so I want people to not only mentally think, oh yeah, you know, I guess we should listen to each other, but to feel, you know, to come and feel what happens when we do and don't listen to each other, and how what we might have in common that we're not aware of. We're not necessarily each other's enemies. That's what I hope we're going to feel.
Excellent. Thank you, Bill Radke. Thank you, folks, for listening. And remember, January 14th, 5 p.m. at the Vashon High School Theater. This has been a Vashon Minute.